the Lebedevs, Russian oligarch Alexander and his son Yevgeny. First, they bought the London Evening Standard and relaunched it as a free paper. Many said it couldn't be done, that quality would slump and revenues dry up, but that hasn't happened. Then they bought the struggling indie for a pound, with a public commitment to support and develop it. Then this week, they launched a brand new national daily paper, Britain's first for a quarter of a century. It costs 20p, is called I, and is created from cut-down content from its elder sibling, The Independent. So what's the idea? Will it work? And what might it mean for the indie and the rest of Fleet Street? I'm joined by Alan Bryden, head of trading at media agency MPG, and Andrew Mullins, managing editor of The Independent Group. Andrew, who's the target audience here?
Well, there's been a decline in the sale of quality newspapers over the last decade, and especially the last 3 years. So what we're targeting is the people who've lapsed and moved away from quality newspaper readership. And our assertion is that the issue isn't that the current quality products aren't fantastic products, amazing value for money. They are. It's if you have the time. And the analogy we tend to use is it's a bit like trying to give people a Sunday roast throughout the whole week. They're into snacking. They want things fast, convenient.
So you think that people who read quality newspapers still do so in roughly similar numbers, but just not as often?
Absolutely true. They're as loyal to the quality papers as a title. If you pull them into research groups, they say they read quality papers, but you find they read Saturdays, Sundays, or occasionally. When the Compact Times and the Compact Independent launched, they didn't steal readers from other newspapers. They brought back lapsed readers back into the category.
Because I thought overall newspaper reading was going down.
People are reading newspaper comment more than they've ever done before across the internet, whether it's free newspapers, whether it's pay-for newspapers.
But overall, the number of newspapers being bought and sold is going down.
That's on an average daily basis. If you look at the numbers across the week and across the month, people are still reading them in huge numbers.
Okay, Alan Bryden, is that a market that you recognise?
Yeah, I think that there is a view that papers are frankly too big for their own good. And even though a pound looks good value, for commuters, they simply don't have enough time to consume all of the newspaper. So I think the idea of this time-poor audience having a quality product that is suited more to the commute is a good one.
Andrew, the concept, in brief but intelligent and all the words like that, when you look at it, it isn't very like The Independent at all, is it? It's depoliticised, doesn't appear to have a view.
We've done a lot of research on what people want to read and what they do read from newspapers, and not many people read the comment and the leaders in depth, and vernacular-like comment leaders tend to put off younger people. We have all the views throughout the paper with just different headings behind them.
Segment 1. The Lebedevs, Russian oligarch Alexander and his son Yevgeny. First, they bought the London Evening Standard and relaunched it as a free paper. Many said it couldn't be done, that quality would slump and revenues dry up, but that hasn't happened. Then they bought the struggling indie for a pound, with a public commitment to support and develop it. Then this week, they launched a brand new national daily paper, Britain's first for a quarter of a century. It costs 20p, is called I, and is created from cut-down content from its elder sibling, The Independent. So what's the idea? Will it work? And what might it mean for the indie and the rest of Fleet Street? I'm joined by Alan Bryden, head of trading at media agency MPG, and Andrew Mullins, managing editor of The Independent Group. Andrew, who's the target audience here?
Segment 2.
Well, there's been a decline in the sale of quality newspapers over the last decade, and especially the last 3 years. So what we're targeting is the people who've lapsed and moved away from quality newspaper readership. And our assertion is that the issue isn't that the current quality products aren't fantastic products, amazing value for money. They are. It's if you have the time. And the analogy we tend to use is it's a bit like trying to give people a Sunday roast throughout the whole week. They're into snacking. They want things fast, convenient.
So you think that people who read quality newspapers still do so in roughly similar numbers, but just not as often?
Absolutely true. They're as loyal to the quality papers as a title. If you pull them into research groups, they say they read quality papers, but you find they read Saturdays, Sundays, or occasionally.
Segment 3.
When the Compact Times and the Compact Independent launched, they didn't steal readers from other newspapers. They brought back lapsed readers back into the category.
Because I thought overall newspaper reading was going down.
People are reading newspaper comment more than they've ever done before across the internet, whether it's free newspapers, whether it's pay-for newspapers.
But overall, the number of newspapers being bought and sold is going down.
That's on an average daily basis. If you look at the numbers across the week and across the month, people are still reading them in huge numbers.
Okay, Alan Bryden, is that a market that you recognise?
Yeah, I think that there is a view that papers are frankly too big for their own good. And even though a pound looks good value, for commuters, they simply don't have enough time to consume all of the newspaper.
Segment 4.
So I think the idea of this time-poor audience having a quality product that is suited more to the commute is a good one.
Andrew, the concept, in brief but intelligent and all the words like that, when you look at it, it isn't very like the Independent at all, is it? It's depoliticised, doesn't appear to have a view.
We've done a lot of research on what people want to read and what they do read from newspapers. And not many people read the comment and the leaders in depth, and vernacular-like comment leaders tend to put off younger people. We have all the views throughout the paper with just different headings behind them.